Chillax, a podcast where you listen to this Arbor talk about life, news, and anything interesting. Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of the Chillax podcast. I hope all of you are doing well. Today's topic is a little more serious. It is something that I always wanted to talk about, but just never had the chance to, or I feel that it was too serious, really, sometimes. I also get a bit caught up with being too negative, but this time around, I just thought, you know, why not embrace this negativity and being truthful and being authentic, right? And one of those important topics is about bullying. I was scrolling through Reddit, reading, you know, funny posts, and I happened to chance across this question. What were you bullied for? It was upvoted by a lot of people, and it hit the front page, the home page, where everybody is sharing their comments, everybody was giving awards to this question, people were sharing their own experiences. And I was reading the comments, and it was quite interesting seeing people from different walks of life going through the same kind of problem. And for me, I was one of those who were bullied as well. It was either you are the bully or you are the bullied, or it could be you are the bully who became the bully, or you are the bully that became the bully. Either way, at the end of the day, you know, most of us might have encountered this experience before, right? And some people are unlucky. It might have affected them and caused PTSD, or affected them to such an extent where their current adulthood life, they can't really function properly. And I've seen such cases before. And for me, I encountered bullying before, but not to the extent where it really caused a lot of problem in my adulthood life. It was a bad experience in the past where I don't wish it on anybody. It affected me a little bit to some extent, and it was also kind of aggravated by my own family problem, which was not that great. I suppose it affected me lah, I mean, to be honest here, but not to the extent where I see those terrible stories of people just no longer functional in adulthood life because of severe bullying. They have low self-esteem, they can't even work now. That one is a severe case, which is something that I feel fortunate. I'm one of those lucky ones to not be in that kind of situation. Anyway, I thought why not just read the comments, the more interesting comments, to see whether there's anything that is relatable that we can glean some insight from, and also share my own experience at the end. So let's start with the most upvoted comment, the most popular one. This person says, I was socially awkward. I also was greatly motivated to be liked. I did a lot of shit trying to be liked that in hindsight made me unliked. So that's quite interesting because it's very similar to my situation. I was socially awkward as well, introverted, but I wanted to be liked. So I tried my best to interact with people, but then at the same time, I'm not really an extrovert, so I don't really go out of the way to interact with people. I did a lot of shit also, you know, trying to be liked, doing my best. The differentiation between me and this person is the things that he did in hindsight that is trying to be liked by other people make him unlikable. But then for me, for some reason, it made me likable, which is something that is very strange. I've been trying to figure out what I'm doing that make me likable, right? As a person that is very introvert, it doesn't make sense as well because like my action just runs counter, right? There's always this preconception that you need to be extroverted to be likable, to go out and interact with people. Because if you don't interact with people, how can people create a positive impression of you, right? And that is something that I, you know, just reflecting since poly, because for some odd reason, I have been able to create solid relationships from poly to army to university. My lecturers like me, my army commanders like me, but I don't really understand what is going on. I don't understand what I'm doing to result in such a situation where I'm likable, right? I'm not going out of the way to say hi. I'm not going out of the way to kind of like, I don't suck up to them. I did nothing. I just be myself and it just happened. And that is something that I can't really fathom. What am I doing? And my whole idea here is that if I understand what I'm doing that resulted in this kind of outcome, right? I would know how to activate it at will. But then there's also the question where, why do I need to activate it at will when I'm able to do it subconsciously, right? There's no point because it's on 24/7. It doesn't matter. So I don't need to know what I'm doing, right? So that's something that I'm still trying to figure out since like university days. My understanding is that after talking to different people, what I was told is that I appear to be very genuine. And because of this genuineness, it makes people more, I don't know, trusting. And I share things. I don't really kind of overset my boundaries, and I'm very responsible, and that's about it. So I'm not too sure, is this few factors important? Is this few factors crucial? Because other people is also responsible, other people is also genuine. How do you like separate that, right? How do you differentiate that? How is it that I demonstrate these kind of factors and abilities, but other people do the same thing, but they don't receive the same kind of effect, right? So that is very strange. Maybe it comes down to luck and opportunity. You need to be in the right place at the right time to know all these people, right? These different friends or different lecturers or commanders or whatever it is. So that's quite interesting. Anyway, another person replied to this person who says, you know, he's socially awkward, he tries his best, but people don't like him in the end. The person replying says, it's such a catch 22. People are drawn to charismatic confidence. Not too much, but just enough is the key. Even if you make a fool of yourself, if you can play it off confidently, then you'll be likable around the right group. It's hard to have confidence if you're not liked. So by trying to be liked without confidence, you actually give off an air of desperation. Desperation gives off a vibe that's noticeable from a mile away to anyone. Desperation just makes people uncomfortable, and that's when people tend to bully you over that shared discomfort. The bullying ruins any chance you have to be confident. The more you are bullied, the more likely you are to manifest a negative view of people around you. And the more likely you are to lash out at people, the bully can become the bully very quickly, and the cycle starts again. It's truly a vicious cycle. I suppose he really come up with a lot of good reasons here, right? How this is a cycle. But I'm still not too sure whether is it really a confidence thing. Like, do you really need confidence to develop relationship to prevent people from bullying you? But I guess the desperation part, where trying very hard to get people to like you, can make people uncomfortable, and you sometimes see that happening. And this kind of attempt, right, can also be not really an attempt seen by other people. I remember some stories from my friend that says that this person is trying very hard to get attention and not trying hard to get people to like him. Maybe his understanding of getting to be liked by people is very different. He was licking his shoes to get attention, and he thought that through that he gets attention, that means approval, that means acceptance, that means people like him, right? But to be honest, everybody thought he was very weird, and that was what happened. People started bullying him. And even those who don't bully him, they think that he's weird. People will just ostracize him. This ends up, you know, back to square one again, where he's doing the wrong thing. And I don't know, you can also have confidence that is terrible, right? You might have a terrible sense of arrogance, like, especially in the Asian context, confidence can come off as arrogance, which is very like a thin line that you need to kind of tread, right? Where you don't want to appear too overly confident to result in people thinking that you are a asshole, you are a rich bastard, you are disgusting, you're too arrogant, too overconfident, think that you're better than everyone else. I think this kind of class difference, power difference, can really trigger a lot of people. From what I understand, in secondary school, when these kind of things happen, people immediately pick it up and will instantly reject you and start throwing rocks at you and ostracize you. So that is quite a difficult thing to do, right? And now that I start discussing this, I kind of realize that, oh my god, there's so many factors here to control. And how do you, as a child, as a kid, as a teenager, do all these things, right? Maybe the best you can do is your parents teach you how to be a nice person. But at the end of the day, you are all by yourself and you need to try your best, right? And sometimes you just fuck up, and that is life. And this affects you forever. And sometimes you're unlucky and you fuck up, and you have some crazy bully really torture you to hell, and you have PTSD. You never know, and this kind of sucks, right? So many uncertainty here that, I don't know, it's so scary. The world is so scary all of a sudden. Okay lah, I think I might be over exaggerating things here. I think at the end of the day, if you are a nice person, you try your best to be good to everyone around you and not be an asshole. Generally, you will do well. You just need to find a group of people to be friends with you, and you are typically sad. But anyway, speaking about confidence, another person replied the confidence leader comment. The person says, confidence is such a thing. Like, the leader of my friend circle is just this really confident guy. He doesn't have any special skills. Not over the top at studying, taller than me, but not too much. Stronger than me, but again, nothing too buff. But his confidence is huge. Like, huge, huge. He can hype up the mildest thing up to the point where everyone is laughing their ass off. Like, he can hype a simple game of rock, paper, scissors so much that no matter what happens in the game, it's gonna be hilarious. I wish I had that kind of confidence. I'm so shy that I would hesitate to show my artwork to someone I don't know for at least half a year. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same situation. I'm very hesitant to share things with other people. Example, this podcast or my YouTube channel. I feel that it's a bit embarrassing. Especially, you know, this whole pursuit of being influencer. I have no intention to be famous. I just want to be creative and share my thoughts, right? But to some extent, there's also this feeling of shame, I guess. That's not just tagged to the whole influencer thing, but also tagged to the fact that my work is of no value and my friends don't care about my work, right? I know this is unrealistic talk, lah, I suppose. This is my not confident self talking. And I know that some of my friends actually care. And when I share my podcast with my friends actually go and listen. They want to support. They keep on constantly telling me that, hey, you keep on mentioning your podcast. Tell us what is your podcast link. We can go and listen and support you. Maybe it's just me. I don't want people to support me because yeah, my friend. I rather my content shine, and if my content is good enough, people will listen. And I think there are a lot of factors here. But at the end of the day, I think confidence is also quite a big thing. I am not the kind of people that is very confident, that is the leader in the group where people just look up to me, people just look to me for opinions. I'm not that at all. And it's kind of sad sometimes when you see other people that is like super confident, super good looking, they have that X factor, and you realize, you know, you're not that person. Anyway, there's another comment that replied to this whole comment about confidence and leader. This comment actually came from the confident guy. So this person says, I'm the confident guy in my group. It's frequently the case that I like being central to the action, so it's easy to just be a hype beast about stuff because people like being hype for stuff. I'm confident in my normal life, but not crazy so. But I'm really confident with the people I know and love, because there's no reason not to be if you are around good people. There's nothing wrong with being the quiet guy if that's who you are. Every group has them. They're important. I would bet money that if you spoke up, people would listen. The quiet guy's words are valuable. People want to get to know the quiet guy. In my opinion, people don't want to invade the quiet guy's space because they assume you're quiet because that's who you are unless you show them otherwise. A good way to build your confidence is to get some easy victories. If you draw, maybe do a drawing challenge for a month or something, and afterwards you will see your progress and feel better about sharing your art. The gym is that confidence builder for a lot of guys. You will also feel more confident from the sense of discipline native to any long-term task. Small wins can snowball into you sharing your arts with your friends and moving from the quiet guy to the guy who draws good. And whatever this person shared this advice is very useful. And this is something that I came out with it just purely based on reflection, right? If I keep doing it, I build this sense of discipline like gymming, right? And if I stick to it and I keep growing, I see improvement, I'll eventually be confident. And that was what happened with this podcast and with the YouTube channel where I started it near the height of the pandemic, or before the height of the pandemic, after I graduated, right? I realized I have this problem where I feel like I have a lack of control, I have a lack of autonomy, I feel powerless. I don't believe I can complete things in life. I don't believe I have the ability or capability to commit to things. And hence, you know, I felt that if I find something that is interesting, if I commit to it, I stick to it, I keep working on my craft like this podcast and the YouTube channel, and as long as I see growth, my confidence will grow. And the result here is, do I have more confidence now? Maybe slightly more. I'm more confident in terms of knowing that I've stuck with this thing for over 2 years really, and I've seen results. And if I stick to anything, if I keep working on it, I'll eventually be good at it. And that's a victory for me. And that in some way built confidence in some areas of my life. But I still feel that I'm lacking confidence in other areas of my life, like in my workplace. I think in the workplace is quite an interesting thing, right? Because I just started working, and hence, due to my inexperience, I definitely feel a lack of confidence. And I think maybe the way my brain works is I over exaggerate things, right? After talking to other people, I realize other people that are in the same situation as me that just started work can also have a lack of confidence. They question themselves, and that is pretty normal. And I think maybe for me, it's just I just focus too much on it. I keep thinking that I'm the only one that is going through this thing. I suck at this because of all these past experiences, right? I just kind of see it as a validation that, ha, you're correct. You suck. Yeah, you lack confidence because of all these things that happen in your life, right? And actually, other people also go through the same thing, and there's not much difference here. And I feel that it's always this sharing, right? Talking to your friends in a very heart-to-heart way where you realize that you're not so special. And that is also reassuring because you know that your friends are going through the same problem. Your parents are going through divorce. Your parents are cheating. Your friends themselves are going through a lot of like confidence issue. They are going through breakups. They are going through issues that are happening to you. You are not so special. And in some ways, it feels very reassuring. And that is also the reason why I decided to stick to this podcast, keep doing this, because I know that sharing of all this personal stuff is very relatable and is very reassuring. It's very comforting. That's the most important part. And that's why when I saw comments when people say, you know, why are you being so negative? And I kind of got a bit like annoyed. I just felt like, oh, am I being too negative? I should be more positive, right? People listen to podcasts to feel happy, I guess. Some people do. And I also don't want to listen to negative stuff as a listener. But I took a while to reflect and think back, and I realized that's not the true mission of this podcast. That's not the true reason why I did this. The reason why I did this is to share this kind of personal stuff. Okay, you might not listen to this every week. it's all right. It doesn't matter. But as long as I share all this relevant stuff right that happened to you and me, we all can kind of confide to one another. Or maybe just me, like I confide to you guys, lah, huh? Okay, in this case, we all can see that, hey, this normal dude here share the same worries regardless of your race, your gender, your age, or whatever creed or religion or whatever it is. We all bleed red, right? And we all go through the same problems, no matter your nationality or whatever it is. So that was the whole point. And you know, this is a kind of embracing of this kind of tough topic. And I'm glad I'm doing it. And hopefully you guys are, I wouldn't say enjoying it, but find it, I don't know, comforting and useful. Yeah, so that's the first comment. I can't believe we talked so much about the first comment. Let's just look at the second comment. The second comment, the person says, to this day, I really don't know. Something happened in the summer between second and third grade that made a bunch of people decide that they didn't like me anymore, including my best friend. I only had two friends left until my family moved away in the middle of 7th grade. Bullies would follow me home most days. And my mom finally had to verbally tell a few parents down the street to get them to take it down a notch. I finally asked one of them what I ever did to them and they said, you were born. That sucks, man. I think this is one of those situations I mentioned earlier where if you are very unlucky, this will happen to you. Like, there's no reasoning one. They just decided to pick you and bully you. There's no rationale and it sucks. And if it's terrible, if these people kind of like physically harm you, right, it's even more worse, right? Or I don't know, mentally harm you in a way that your brain just can no longer reconcile, can no longer heal properly, right? And you have no control over it as a child. Like, how do you defend yourself? Can your parents help you? Just like in this situation, the person was sharing, his or her parents came and helped him to tell the parents to tell their kid to stop doing it, but then they will still go back to doing it, right? I mean, you will still be in that same school and you will still be seeing them every day. Like, they are not going to stop their kids, man. Can you talk sense into them? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not too sure. I'm not very confident they can understand this kind of sense talk, right? That's the reason why I'm just constantly grateful, like, I don't have to endure this kind of bullying that is like irrational. Any kind of bullying is just unacceptable. But the ones that doesn't have a reason is even worse, right? You don't know where to improve on. You don't know what is going wrong. You just don't understand. And that's terrible, man. Okay, the last comment. I have 3 comments in total. And this one is something that, I don't know, it's kind of like a happy story that came out from the bullying. This person says, I was bullied from age 6 to age 13 every day for my surname, a word for a hunchback in my language, my looks, my nature, me knowing English, reading, drawing, and just existing overall. I fucking hated middle school. My mom tried standing up for me, but no one cares in Slavic countries. And the teachers didn't give a shit, even though they saw everything. It's all a part of growing up. My father ignored my constant tears and the terror I experienced in those years. I was attacked, beaten, and targeted whenever I would leave my flat. I was stabbed with screwdrivers and dull knives, chased around the neighborhood by kids on bikes while they threw rocks at me. I was only invited to birthday parties so that the kid would have someone to terrorize and gang up on. I always hated birthdays, but my mom told my bully to be kinder to me out of school, but that's that. Once I went to high school, I was around all new people, and I decided to, you know, play a tough girl kind of image and stood up for myself on the get-go. But it turns out art school mostly brought other bullied kids together, and I had the 4 best years of my life there with other kind and loving people who just wanted to make friends and have fun. I think this is very sweet to know that this person eventually find her friends, right? Her own kind, her own brethren. I think this is the part where going to poly really helped a lot. I think for me, my situation is slightly different, but from what I'm seeing so far, from what I hear from my friends, going to poly really helped, because in secondary school, all kinds of people kind of get mixed together, right? They have different personalities. And I remember very vividly, like, my friends will terrorize those that are like too fat, too nerdy. Usually you are the nerdy one, you will get like kind of gang up on, and people will hate you. Or if you're a bitch, if some popular girl just don't feel good about you, their sixth sense or their gut feeling tells them that you're a bitch, then you're dead really. And that sucks. But then in poly, the good part is that you will find your own kind. If you have the option, lah, I suppose in this case, if you have the points to get into that specific course you want, usually the people who want that specific course are very similar to you. And even if you don't get the points to get into the course you want, if you go into a course that's accepting a lot of people, you'll still be able to find your type of people, because there's so many people joining that course, right, due to the high cutoff point. Because when it's high cutoff point, people can easily get into the course. And that is what happened. I see some of my friends getting into high cutoff point courses where the course is like what, 600 over people, and they can definitely find somebody that really enjoy their company. You can find the clubbers there, you can find the nerds there. And I think it's also very clear, right, when it comes to art courses. Like for me, my situation is very different because I went to an art course. I'm nowhere near as artsy as them. That's why I felt a bit left out. A lot of these people are very artistic, creative, and all these people speak good English, they write well, they talk well, and then you have this like bugger from neighborhood school. And it's not that like there's no neighborhood school students in poly. There were definitely quite a fair bit, and I was able to kind of hang out with them and confide with them and hang and just be friends with them. And yeah, having all these neighborhood school people to hang out with was nice. And also, I mean, the fact that especially for art school or art courses, you have all these like, how do I say, outliers or weird people. I wouldn't say weird. Weird is such a bad way to describe things. These unique individuals that have gone through a lot of like tough moments of tough experience or bullying, they will all come together, right? And generally, even though I couldn't fit in at the start, over time, I was able to fit in. I was able to be friends with them because at the end of the day, we are all just kind of in the same situation, right? We're not assholes to begin with. We are the ones that is being asshole by other people, that's being bullied by other people, right? I think just overall, we are just nice people, decent people, people that are accepting. Most of us are accepting. And I was able to make friends with different people. At the end of poly, when you find your own clique, when you find your own group of people that will accept you, that's the greatest feeling ever, man. And that is something that I wish everybody can have that experience. Yeah, and that's the end of this podcast. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you enjoyed it, please, I don't know, you can let me know, you can give feedback, you can tell me what kind of topics you want me to discuss. You can always like email me at chillaxsingaporepodcast. Hey, I forgot what was the email already. I so long never promote it. You can find it on my description, my podcast description. And for those who have been listening to this podcast regularly and really enjoy it and find it useful, you can consider supporting this podcast at patreon.com/chillaxpodcast, patreon.com/chillaxpodcast. So for as cheap as a taping, you can get an additional bonus episode per month. And all this money, right, won't go into my pocket. It will go into creating the video setup, the live stream setup, and also giving me the freedom to explore other kind of podcast content, giving me the freedom to focus more on finding more interesting topics to talk about, to create more episodes for you guys. And that's it. I hope you guys have a good week ahead, and I will see you guys next week.